Sure. Yeah, I think it's two or three plays on really on all sides. Two or three plays defensively, you know, two or three plays offensively mm-hmm. that made the difference in that game, and some opportunities that we had on special teams that we missed. And, you know, I think offensively we played better. The offensive line played well. You know, Taylor's, you know, extended the plays, moved around well in the pocket. To say that we had one sack against that front, you know, is impressive, but we played with better leverage, better pad level up front. You know, again, not making excuses, but I think it might have been a little bit different if we had a full week of practice with 15. At the end of the day, he knows it. You know, that second turnover, the fumble, is just a ball security issue, and that should never happen. The first play, the guy made a great jump on the ball, a combination of us being big with our drop, short on our route, and a great jump by the defensive players. But that's the difference in the game. And those are the things that are beating us right now. And like I said to you guys, we've got to learn how not to lose before we learn how to win. And those penalties have proven to be crucial. You go back to the Ottawa game, and it was a cut penalty that takes points off the board. You know, a missed field goal that, you know, we take a penalty and, you know, continues to drive for those guys. So those are the things that are really hurting us. It just seems like this year the mistakes that we're making have been crucial and have turned out to be difference makers. And we've got to become good enough as a football team to overcome those mistakes, because those mistakes are going to happen. Winnipeg had some mistakes on their side of the ball. They overcame them.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.